I welcome the initiative that the Minister has announced to bring back life towns and villages. It makes a lot of sense. But the rural areas have been left behind once again. We're talking about survival in the rural areas. And again, it's very annoying to see what's happening, to be quite honest. Now, during the week, I've talked to senior members in my own party on this issue, and I've been told that the issue will be addressed. And I'm hoping that when this happens, there has to be a mechanism in place that these refurbished houses would be the principal residence and not holiday homes. Because in the past, we have lots of people living in Leitrim in their holiday homes, and we welcomed that indeed in the past. But we're in a different era now. Very few young people can get built in their homes in rural areas. So we have to prioritise these refurbished houses in the rural areas, that they be kept for people, the young people that want to stay around, and maybe young people that want to come into the area, help for survival of that particular area. I think we have to be very strong on that. And that mechanism has to be found. There can be a system put in place that this is prioritised for young people to come and live in the areas. You have mentioned there about Peter Burke. You know, he done a tour of North Leitrim. I was in that car, the ministerial car with him, pointed out many of the houses. And, you know, something needs to be done in the very near future on these unoccupied houses. In fairness, Leitrim County Council is very proactive and want to see people putting forward many of these houses going through the planning system to get them refurbished. And, you know, I know the guidelines are there for planning, but we have so many of these unoccupied houses, especially in North Leitrim. Let's start a programme and let's get money for this. If we don't, we know what the outcome is going to be for many parts of North Leitrim. We just can't survive.
Now, whereas there seems to be moves to help regenerate life into many rural areas, if you break down the detail here, it seems to be that they want people to move in maybe to the likes of rural villages, towns, housing estates on the outskirts of these towns where the infrastructure is there, i.e. maybe sewerage systems, so on and so forth. It seems maybe that this is further evidence of the modus operandis here, that yes, if you want to live rurally, well, you will be living in towns and former maybe commercial units in towns or on the outskirts of these towns, but you won't in fact be going right out to the sticks.
My feeling on that is, you know, the people that have that thinking, let them come out and make the rural parts of Leitrim, make them aware of what the thinking is and what they want for rural Leitrim. If they don't want people living in rural Leitrim, let's tell the people of rural Leitrim, and let's tell our TDs and senators all over rural Ireland that the plan is not to have people living in rural areas. And I think that needs to be told to the people. If you read between the lines, that's what's been planned. I would be very critical if any part of government is thinking that way. And if the thought in government is that way, well, then our rural TDs need to stand up to the plate and make sure that this doesn't happen.